Welcome to Creativity Talks with me, Susan Yates, artist, author, and creative entrepreneur. This show discusses topics around my fundamental belief that everyone is creative. Each week, through mindset talks, listener questions, and guest interviews, I will help to inspire you and bring creativity into your daily life. So grab a cuppa, sit back and relax, and let's get stuck in. Hi everybody, and a huge warm welcome to episode 23 of Creativity Talks. And this episode will actually be the final episode of 2021 because we are pretty much mid-December and I am winding down things, ready for a few weeks break at Christmas, which in reality for me means that I'm actually preparing for one of the biggest events in my professional calendar, which is the 30-day sketchbook challenge that I've been running for 4 years already. This is the fifth year. And this is what I would like to talk to you about tonight, not just about the challenge itself. I want to talk to you about challenges in general and why they can be really helpful to creatives and why they can be a really great kickstart to a creative practice. So that's what our discussion is going to be on today on Creativity Talks. But before I launch into my discussion on why a creative challenge works and why it's helpful, and also just explain a little bit about what the sketchbook challenge is, and if you fancy doing it, giving you some top tips on how to approach both this challenge and any other challenge like it, some general advice, I just wanted to say at the end of the year here, 2021, thank you very much for listening. And if this is the first time you've listened to me, thank you for joining me for this episode. But if you've been listening in since the very first episode earlier in the year, thank you so much for supporting this podcast, for listening to my ramblings about creativity, listening to the interviews that I've been doing with some really wonderfully fabulous people. And if you have missed any of these, if you haven't listened to any of the interviews, I would highly recommend going back and re-listening to some of these podcasts that have happened over the last few months. And if you have any downtime over Christmas where you can just sit back and listen to something that you've been bookmarking or thinking about listening to, I think sometimes when we have time off work, when everything sort of stops and we have, you know, festive, lovely time around the holidays, it can be a really wonderful time to recharge by just listening to things like podcasts, giving yourself space to enjoy the listening. So if you have a chance to re-listen to any of the interviews that have happened over the past year, past 6 months of this podcast, then please do so. So let's talk about creative challenges and the context of why these are good and what these can do, especially this little one that I've been running for a little while now that happens at the beginning of the year. Right, so before I talk about why creative challenges are so beneficial and what they can help us with, I think I might give you just a little bit of context into the challenge that I run myself, the 30-day sketchbook challenge. And if you've been following me for a while, for more than a year, you'll probably have heard of the 30-day sketchbook challenge or maybe taken part in it. But I'll explain what it is very, very briefly, just so that you have some context for what I'm talking about when I mention creative challenges. So the 30-day sketchbook challenge was a challenge that I set myself personally back in 2018, so 5 years ago. And I wanted to set myself a challenge to draw for 30 days in a row on New Year's Day, so for 30 days in January, as a New Year's resolution. And this comes at the point in the year where it's a little bit, certainly here in the UK, a little bit cold, a little bit wet. There's a little bit of an anticlimax after the Christmas and holiday period. And I've always personally found that my work, my business is always quieter in January. So for me, I wanted a New Year's resolution. I love a goal and I love a New Year's resolution and I love a challenge. a challenge and a goal really gets me going. So I personally set myself this challenge to sketch for 30 days in a row, just a little something. And what I wanted to do was just really push myself out of my comfort zone and try sketching different things that I'd never sketched before. So every day I was like, right, I'm going to plan 30 completely different topics and I'm going to draw them. And I invited anybody on my social media to join me. I sent out an email to people who are on my mailing list, and I had a lot of people sign up, 1,500 people in the first year. And yes, it was a free challenge, so of course, a bit of a free challenge, a lot of people are going to come on board, but it really captures something about new year and new goals and a fresh start and trying something new. And so that's what the challenge is. Each day, for those 30 days, a new sketching prompt comes out to you. I don't set 30 all at the start so that you've got them to work through or plan in advance. Absolutely not. There's a surprise prompt every day. And there's something about this surprise prompt that makes the sketchbook challenge work. It's that kind of excitement and what's coming today. Am I going to like it? Am I going to hate it? Who knows? That surprise element really, really works. Okay, it's not a surprise for me, but I plan these all in December. So by the time I get to January, I've kind of forgotten what the prompts were and I haven't thought about what I'm going to sketch. So the 30-day sketchbook challenge is essentially a very simple concept, as in sketch for 30 days in a row on 30 different topics, just keep going a little bit. And the point is all about habit building. But let me not go too much into why it works and what's good about it. That's just what the sketchbook challenge is. And this year, I'm offering a free and a paid version. There are two different options. The paid version includes a lot more things. There's a bit of teaching. There's a Facebook support group. The free version is the prompts. So there are different things available. And all of the information, if you want to join, is on my website, susanyates.co.uk, sketchbook challenge. So that is available. And that's what a sketching challenge is. And there are many different creative challenges that I've seen online, some of which I've taken part in. Some creative challenges, I can think of one off the top of my head, the 100-day project is 100 days of doing something creative in a row. A huge, massive creative feat. There are other challenges where you do things for a month, for 10 days, or it's 12 weeks and you do one thing a week. But a creative challenge, just like the sketchbook challenge, is kind of a goal or a something you set yourself to do. We are doing creativity, some kind of activity. It could be printmaking, it could be drawing, it could be illustrating, it could be absolutely anything, but it's usually a response to something for a number of days in a row that is kind of intensive. And I think this is what is something really unique about a creative challenge, is that it is a challenge. It isn't easy. It sounds easy. Oh, I would just have to do a little doodle every day for 30 days. But actually, it's a challenge for a reason. These challenges are not easy because some days you might be tired. Some days you might be working all day. When are you going to fit in your time to do your little creative something? But a challenge has an end point. And I think this is something very important about a challenge. It is not forever. It is an intensive, focused period of activity where you do something regularly for so many days in a row, 30 in the case of my sketching challenge. And at the end, there's a finish. There's a definite, this is now finished and we can move on and do something else. So that is what the sketchbook challenge is. I now want to move on to kind of discussing Why would you do something like this? Why would you set yourself such a goal and perhaps something incredibly difficult or outside of your comfort zone? And I think this is what is, it's just so fascinating. I find this stuff very fascinating. There is something very unique and compelling and interesting about attempting a challenge like this. And you see it across not just creative things. I've seen, 30 days of doing squats or 100 squats a day or doing planks or exercise challenges. And they work very well because they're intensive things. And the thing that is very important for creativity with a challenge like this is the habit forming part of it. And there is a wonderful quote by Maya Angelou, and it's probably a quote that we have spoken about several times on here. Some of the creatives that I've interviewed talked about it, is the fact that you can't use up creativity. The more you use it, the more you have. And I've misquoted, I absolutely know I've misquoted this, but go and look up that quote. I'll put it in the show notes. And I just think it's true. By exercising those creative muscles on a daily basis, that's what this challenge does, a daily basis, you're exercising your creative muscles. You're making that part of your brain work every single day just for a little bit. And this is why it's a sketching challenge and not an illustrative or a finished painting challenge, is that it just has to be something little, a tiny sketch, a 30-minute doodle, not 30 minute, a 30-second doodle, just a something. It can be sketchy, rough, it could be on the back of a receipt, it could be on a napkin. I say sketchbook because a sketchbook has pages, you can just keep working, turn the page, do something else, but doing a little creative something regular every day begins to build up a habit of creativity. And for me, that habit of creativity, that doing something every day, is personally my foundation to everything else. And of course, in an ideal world, I'd love to sketch daily, but it doesn't always happen. You know, this is a real world. I've got a life, I've got a family, businesses to run. In an ideal world, I sketch daily. And to be fair, I sketch on a very, very regular basis. Some weeks I do sketch every day. Some days I miss a few days here or there. And some days I give myself a rest. I intentionally give myself a rest. But it's that doing a little bit of something every day that exercises those creative muscles and gives you just so much. So with all these creative challenges, whether it's a 30 days, a 10 days, a 7 days, or 100 days, the thing about them is that they're like a really intensive kickstarter or boost. They're like a flame that kind of sparks your creativity. It's a kickstarter to other things, which is why I love doing it in January, because it's my kickstart to the year. Now, I don't necessarily use all of the sketches for specific pieces of work or develop them further, but it gives me this really intensive creative period every January, and it has done for 4 years already. This is the fifth year and it'll be coming up. And I know that every time I do it, I am building upon my creativity, my creative practice that I have already. And then I give myself another boost. It's like I'm taking another step up every single year. And every single year, I find the challenge easier because I've done it before. But every single year, it is incredibly intensive. Sketching every day, or doing whatever creative practice you choose to do, whatever challenge you choose to do every day, is not easy, because you're forcing yourself sometimes to turn up to that sketchbook, to hold that pencil when you're not inspired, when you're tired, when the prompt doesn't inspire you perhaps, but you are going through the process, you are setting yourself up, you are giving yourself the opportunity every single day to do a drawing, a sketch. And you might not like it every day, but you've done it every day. And it's this intense kick start that just really boosts the creativity. It boosts me every single year. And if I look back to the beginning of this year, 2021, I have had the most creative year yet. And I think this year, when we did the 30-day sketchbook challenge, we were actually in full lockdown here in the UK. So I was completely at home, and I had a 3-year-old to look after. And my little bit of sketching every day was just relaxing. It was some me time to get away from everything else and the whole world situation and life and the day-to-day grind of everything, and just spend some time on creativity, sketching something completely random, from biscuits to lampshades to, I can't even remember what else we did last year, completely random topics. I was doing a little drawing, sketching things I've never sketched before and really enjoying it. And just every day that goes on, every day that you do this, for every extra day that you do it, you are building and you are building and you are building. And some days you draw and you just think, why am I even doing this? This is totally random. It is totally pointless, but it's never pointless because each day you are pushing yourself out of your comfort zone. You are drawing something you've never drawn before. You are experimenting, playing, and doing a bit of creativity. And that everyday little bit of creativity, after a period of time, and I find this around the 10 days to 14 days mark, from there onwards, after doing it for that period of time, my brain just switches into super creative mode. And that's not a technical term, that's my own phrase I've just made up now as I'm speaking to you. I start to come up with other ideas. It may be a sketch I've done in the challenge. I think, oh, I could do this with this, or I come up with something else entirely. So I often come up with my plans for the year, which are completely different to what I'm sketching. So I might be sketching a biscuit, or I think we had one that was hooks and handles last year. I might be sketching a hook. And then I come up with an idea for a course I'm going to teach or a podcast I'm going to launch. So the brain just starts to become creative and you start to problem solve and do that lateral thinking, even though you're sketching something completely irrelevant. And I have had so many people feedback to me doing the sketchbook challenge that by doing this thing for 30 days in a row, they do a bit of sketching, they build their confidence, they enjoy their creativity, they relax into it, they enjoy drawing again if they've lost their passion for it. But other things start to happen. They start to see the world in new ways and they lose their fear of creativity. They remove that artist block, that drawing anxiety. And then generally all these other ideas start to happen and this creativity just starts to flow. So forcing yourself, and forcing is a very strong word, but by bringing yourself to a creative challenge, whatever it might be, and working through it, working through those difficult days, those days where you are really forcing yourself. Some days are easier and you enjoy it, other days are hard work. And there's no other way than saying it, that you're doing it because you said you're going to do this challenge and you're just making it happen. But you get through those days, and if you work through those difficult phases and those difficult points, then the magic starts to set in and the creativity starts to flow and you see some really wonderful things happening and the creativity blooming. And it might be, as I've said already, completely unrelated to the activity that you're doing, but sometimes just bringing yourself to the table, bringing yourself to the creative practice in whatever form, a little bit each day, those big shifts happen in your mind. You're exercising a muscle. By doing something daily, you're exercising a muscle. You're experiencing, you're experimenting, you're trying things out. And if you think of your brain as a creative muscle, by doing a challenge, you're stretching every day. You're doing a little stretch every day. And then when you halfway through the challenge or the end of your challenge that you're doing, you're ready for the race. You're ready to fire. You're absolutely fired up. Your brain is exercised. It's experienced creativity. It's had a go. It's worked through the problems. It's pushed you through the difficult, and I want to say training sessions. Like if you think if you're an athlete and you're turning up at 5 a.m. to do the training, I say this like I've done it. I've never done training at 5 a.m. in the morning. That sounds horrific. But if that regular training, that's what a challenge does, a regular challenge of creativity. It's your training. You're training your creative muscles. And by the end of the challenge, by goodness, you've exercised those muscles. It's a very intensive thing doing a creative challenge, whether it's sketching or anything else. It is intensive. And very, very beneficial. I highly recommend it, highly recommend it. Now, creative challenges, I think, fall into the bracket of being creative play. And to me, creative play means doing something such as sketching, doodling, or anything creative just for the fun of it, rather than for any end purpose. And sometimes this can be something very simple. So in the context of a sketchbook challenge, this would be doodling something very simple based upon the prompt that you have been given. And creative play, I think, is a really wonderful term because it carries no pressure and it feels approachable, pleasurable, friendly. And I would 100% rather play in my sketchbooks than do serious drawing or serious art. That might just be me, that might just be my personality. But I tell my family that I'm off to go and play in my studio or play with my crayons rather than, you know, go to work. Creative play makes me personally feel very happy, very relaxed. And importantly, some of my best art, my best drawing, my best sketching has been produced when I'm playing and given myself no pressure to produce a finished piece of art, which is why I love a sketchbook challenge and why sketchbooks are an incredibly brilliant vehicle for creativity, because they allow creative play in very small chunks through these enjoyable exercises, which is basically responding to the sketching prompts every day. And creative play is a concept used in education to help encourage children to develop themselves physically, socially, mentally, emotionally. And I really think that as adults, we do forget to play, to mess about, to be silly. And if this is encouraged in an educational setting for children, it should 100% absolutely definitely be encouraged and applied to adults as well. So a sketchbook challenge, or any kind of creative challenge, is a form of creative play. And yes, you may take it seriously, but if the challenge is to create something every single day, there's only so deep and intensive you can go with that every single day. So for me, I tend to keep a daily challenge to maximum sort of 10 minutes. If I really, really get into it, it might extend a little bit longer, but I'll set myself like a 3-minute limit. That's my kind of, let's say 3 minutes, I'll have a little doodle. My bar is set so low. I do not expect myself to do an hour, 2 hours of drawing every single day when I'm doing an intensive challenge. The bar is low, the sketch is small. And that allows me time to play. So you can't do anything serious in 30 seconds. You can't do a beautiful piece that's gonna go up in an art gallery in 30 seconds or 3 minutes. So the pressure is off. You can play, completely play. And the benefits of creative play are that it just helps you to develop your imagination. It sparks creativity, curiosity. What if? What happens if? Of course, it's very relaxing. And I say that a little bit tongue-in-cheek because I know that sometimes you can receive a prompt, sketching prompt, if that's what you're doing, and be a little bit, oh my goodness. And perhaps, I don't want to say stressed, but perhaps it can be a little bit, oh, I'm totally out of my comfort zone now. But when you get into the drawing, it is relaxing. It is 100% a method of creative habit forming. And creative play exercises, as in responding to a creative challenge, definitely exercise that physical creative muscle. It builds up your fine motor skills and ability to use specific materials and develop dexterity with something. So if you are using a pencil to draw something for 30 days in a row, by the end of that 30 days, your technical skills of the pencil will be improved. Maybe only a small amount, maybe a lot, but they will be improved because you have practiced and you've used it. Same if you use a paintbrush, same if you started illustrating digitally on a tablet, your dexterity, your fine motor skills will have improved over the course of those 30 days. Creative play in a challenge exercises that creative side of your brain. It gives it chance to experiment and work for 30 days. And creative play like this, a challenge like this, really helps you to learn to understand yourself, to express yourself, to respond to things in your own personal way. And perhaps you find a style, or perhaps you find a way that you respond to the world and challenge prompts through a challenge. And creative play or challenges do help you with critical decision making. And what I mean by this is, let's say you're drawing, because I'm using the sketching example in terms of challenges here. If you're sketching something every day for 30 days, you're having to make decisions on how much light and dark, colour, whether you finished, whether you haven't finished, do I need to work more? You're making critical decisions on your piece of art, on your sketch, on your drawing. You've exercised that brain that is having to make decisions. Do I put more paint on? Do I not? Do I add more shadow? Do I not? Do I rub this bit out? Do I not? Is it finished? So you're making these decisions all the time, ongoing, when you're sketching. And so you're practicing, because this is our play, this is our sketch, this is our challenge. This isn't a piece of finished art. So then when you go to do a finished piece of art, you're used to making those decisions. So when you make your decision on your big piece of work, your final painting, your big print, whatever it is you're finishing, you've already practiced making decisions. You may find that you know when a piece of art is finished. All of a sudden you're like, well, yeah, I know that's finished now because I've done 30 days of practicing this in a row. So my decision making when it comes to application of paint or application of pencil is now better. I have improved. Okay, so I've talked generally about some of the benefits or reasons as well for why we would do a challenge and how it can be really beneficial for us. But I also want to talk specifically about attempting a challenge and how you can assist yourself or help yourself to get through a challenge. And I would also like to say at this point that when you attempt a challenge, whether it's 7 days, 10 days, 30 days, or 100 days, or even 365 days, if you miss a day, does it matter? Of course it doesn't matter. If you attempt to sketch for 100 days and you sketch for 99, that is not a failure. That is a massive success. You've done 99 more sketches than you had before. Equally, if you attempt to sketch for 100 days and you do 2 sketches and you do 2 days, that's still not a failure because you have done 2 more sketches than you did before. So whether you miss a day or not, never be hard on yourself. If your aim, for example, is to complete the 30-day sketchbook challenge with me and you end up doing 3 days on week one, you do 5 days on week two, you do 2 days on week three, and then you finish the whole last week. That's brilliant. That's really great. Don't beat yourself up. It doesn't really matter. A sketching challenge is intensive and it's there to kickstart you. And if for you that means that you do most of them but not all, that's great. That is completely okay. You don't have to do every single part of every single everything to be a success or to feel that you have improved. Just a few days of something or dipping in and out to something, you get huge benefits. So a lot of what I'm saying here is that if you attempt to do a 30-day sketchbook challenge and you stop at day 25, you've not failed in the challenge, you have gained so much. So much. And I haven't completed all of my 30-day sketchbook challenges. I've done most of them. There was a couple I didn't do because I was running them and it was lockdown. It was all a bit too much. But a couple of the sketchbook challenges, the genuine ones, I've stopped at about day 25. And I said to myself, actually, that's okay, because I've done a lot of sketching. I'm also attempting to run this challenge, which takes a lot of work. It's incredibly intensive. And it's just non-stop, never gives up for 30 days in a row. It's such an energy drain. In a good way, it's a very giving, encouraging, inspiring challenge, and I love it to bits, but it's also very, very draining, and by the end I do need a break. So I haven't always completed all the challenges myself, and that's okay. I love it, it's very intensive. So if you don't finish it, it's okay. So that was the point I wanted to make first. So some advice for how to attempt a challenge and get the most out of it is, and tip number one, which is partly to do with a sketching challenge, is to select a small sketchbook. And I suppose this basically means is set your bar low. And by this, if you were doing some kind of, let's say I was doing a printmaking challenge, I had to create a print every day for 30 days, I wouldn't try and make a massive A1, fill my wall, huge print. I would try and create a little one, a little mini print. It's so much easier to fill a small space than a big space. And a little bit every day is what we're aiming for in a creative challenge. And if we're talking about the sketchbook challenge, obviously a small sketchbook is portable. So wherever you happen to be on that particular day and you've got 5 minutes in your day to do your sketching, your sketchbook comes out. I'd also suggest tip number two, and this applies to the sketchbook challenge again, is keep your material simple and use your favourites. So when I'm attempting a challenge, I use stuff I love. I choose my favourite sketchbooks, the size, the paper I enjoy. I choose my favourite pencils and I keep it simple and I keep it enjoyable, stuff I enjoy doing. I don't necessarily try out, I mean, it can be a really great idea to try new stuff. So it could be an opportunity to explore new materials you've never used before, to open that cupboard, that stash of stuff, and explore new things you've never done before. And that can be exciting. And this is different for everyone. And I think you need to roll with your own preferences. If you really want to explore your paints, but you've been a bit scared to do it, or you just haven't got round to it, a challenge can be that opportunity to try the new things you've never done before. But for me, I do really love keeping it simple and using my favourite stuff. For me, that works. It means I'm more likely to continue for the longer extended time period of 30 days. And then the third tip that I would say is also set yourself a very limited, small time limit. And this again goes into that setting your bar low. Keep it little bits regularly. That's what a habit is all about, and that's what can really, really, really work for you. Short, sweet, achievable on a daily basis. Couple of minutes per day, maximum 10. Keep it short, and you're more likely to complete it. Now, another really, really great tip with any kind of challenge, and this applies to any challenge that you attempt, is make yourself accountable. Tell people that you are doing a challenge and it is more likely you will complete it. And I absolutely know this works. It works for me. When I started running many, many years ago, and I am by no means a healthy, fit, runny kind of person, me and a friend decided we're going to run a 5K, and we said we were going to do it for charity. So we set ourselves a sponsorship amount. We picked a specific run we were going to do. So obviously we had to train to be able to get around that 5K run. And I wasn't particularly fit and healthy at the time, so it was hard work. I had to do a lot of training runs to try and get through it. But the fact that I told people I was doing this, I was accountable to my friend. We were both training. We were both doing this. And I was accountable to the people who I'd asked for sponsorship for. I had to turn up at that race and actually do it. Obviously, I didn't have to win anything. I just had to get round. But I made myself accountable. So by joining a community, by connecting with others, by telling other people you're doing a challenge, or maybe sharing it every day on your Facebook page or on your Instagram account, just telling people, or connecting with family or friends or other people to just say, hey, we're doing this together. Let's check in every day and see how we're getting on, or share our work. Making yourself accountable is one of the best ways to achieve completion of a challenge. I'd also say with some kind of challenge, it's best to create before you consume. And this very much applies to creative challenges. It can be incredibly intimidating to look at what everyone else is doing when you're doing a challenge. It can be overwhelming, but I think it's best to just get on with your own stuff first and then see what everyone else is doing so that you don't become intimidated or overwhelmed. So definitely create before you consume. And then with any challenge, and I think this is generally great advice, whatever you're doing, is use your intuition and your instincts. So this applies to my 30-day sketchbook challenge in that you're given a sketching prompt each day. And I would say just draw what first pops into your head. So if the prompt was yellow and the first thing you think of is banana, I would just say, go draw a banana. Job done. You haven't had to overthink it. You haven't had to worry about what to draw, how to draw it. You've just gone off and sketched a banana. Job done. Your creativity done for the day. So go with your gut instinct with any creative challenge. Lean into that because usually your gut is right. Your intuition sometimes picks up on things. Your subconscious knows what's right before your conscious, reasoning, educated brain starts to kick in and perhaps censor things or filter things. So do use those instincts and trust that intuition. Just relax into it. Go with what you first think of. Don't overthink. It's a challenge. It's going to be tricky some days, so don't make it harder work by overthinking. If it goes wrong, if your sketch isn't great, if the challenge for the day doesn't work or whatever week you're doing, what does it matter? It doesn't matter. You had a go and that's what's important. And that brings me on to the final tip, I suppose, for this section of the podcast is don't take these things too seriously. Don't take yourself too seriously. A challenge is there to give yourself a boost in your creativity. It's for fun. Absolutely no one is judging you other than yourself. And usually this is not a competition. Okay, maybe it is. Maybe you attempt a particular competition challenge, but generally creative challenges are not a competition. Don't take it too seriously. Accept and laugh at your mistakes and have a lot of fun. I think just go into it with a really good, positive attitude and accept the highs and accept the lows, and you will gain a lot from a creative challenge. I really promise you. I've taken part in, not just mine, I've taken part in other creative challenges, the 100-day project I've done. I've done other printmaking, like weekly challenges. And I haven't completed all the challenges I've attempted. Sometimes I set myself other personal creative challenges. I'm going to do whatever drawings, I'm going to crochet so much every day, or I'm going to complete this many bits of sewing over the course of the year. I like a challenge. It's a great boost. I think it's very helpful to have these kind of goals and creative boosts. But I would also say that it is so important with any challenge that there is an end point. They cannot go on indefinitely because they are extraordinary, as in they are not ordinary. They are a step out of your comfort zone. They are something more than you would usually do. So it's important that there is an end point, because then you want to move on to new things. Because a little bit every day is great, but at some point, you're going to want to do a lot one day. And you want to take that lot into a whole week of something. So you need to give yourself the opportunity to do a lot when you want to do a lot. So let me just explain that a little bit better. So I love doing my 30-day sketchbook challenge and doing a little bit of drawing every day, or a 100-day project when I was creating 100 little mini prints over the course of 100 days. But at some point, I just want to do a great big massive drawing. At some point, I just want to spend 10 days working on something, or a month or 2 months working on a big, massive project. And I think as creatives, we need that. We need the little bit every day habit forming challenge. But then once we've done that, we just want to explode into this huge, big project we've been thinking about. And that's what is the magic of a challenge. This little bit every day, it's like it's teasing you. You're kind of doing a little bit. It's a little exercise, exercise, exercise. But at some point, after all those little exercises for so many days in a row, that's it. You want to run that race. You want to go for it. You want to really lean into whatever is coming out of your creative mind at that point and allow it to happen. And that is 100% the magic of a creative challenge. So I'm very much hoping that at some point next year, 2022, you look into attempting some form of creative challenge. If you're very keen and you have been interested in the 30-day sketchbook challenge, don't forget that comes up on the 1st of January 2022, so New Year's Day. We sketch for 30 days in a row. And you can find all the information about the free or the paid version of that particular challenge on my website, susanyates.co.uk/sketchbook challenge. And I think you kind of know what that challenge is all about. And I really, really hope you do join me for that. Or you look into other creative challenges that are about, perhaps if you're not a sketcher, absolutely fine. Go and find something else within your bracket of creativity within your practice that you do. Find something that will allow you to explore your creativity on a small amount per day over a set number of days. A creative challenge is really rather wonderful. So thank you so much for listening today and for listening to the rest of the episodes that we've had over the past few months. Creating Creativity Talks over the past 23 episodes now has been a real joy. It, for myself, has been a step out of my comfort zone, doing something I've never done before, battling with technology and software that are not necessarily my forte, but I will not let them get me down. But definitely interviewing, I think for me, interviewing other creatives and talking about creativity and interacting and having really wonderful, fascinating, in-depth conversations about creativity has personally been my highlight for this year. And if you take nothing out of this podcast today other than, you know, maybe attempt a challenge next year, that's great. But I'd also just say, look back at this year. Maybe reflect on some tips that you've heard in this podcast or some bits of advice that have really worked for you in your creative practice. And just think, yeah, I'd like to do more of this, or this has really made sense. And reflecting back at the end of the year is something I encourage, is something I do myself, is something that I do with my Inspire Creative Membership Sketching Group. I ask them to reflect back on the year that we've had and how far you've come. I think it's so easy to always be looking forward to the next thing, planning this. And I do also think it's very, very important to live in the moment and just be working with what we're doing now and lose yourself in the moment and be incredibly mindful. But it is important sometimes to reflect back on our journeys, our creative journeys, and see just how far we have come over the course of the year. So do reflect back on your year this year and maybe pick out two or three things that have been your big creative achievements this year that you can just congratulate yourself on and go, yeah, I did a good job there, or yeah, I learned something there, or this was good this year. I've never done that before. Creatively, this was a really wonderful learning experience for my journey in creativity. So thank you so much for listening. If you are enjoying this podcast, do leave me a great review. That is always very, very, very welcomed. And I will be back in the new year. There will be several weeks of a break. And then I'll be back in the new year with some new episodes, some new interviews, and lots more talk about creativity. I'll see you soon. Thank you so much for joining me for this week's episode of Creativity Talks. To see the show notes and to find out more about how you can get more creative, go to www.creativitytalkspodcast.co.uk or search for the hashtag Creativity Talks. If you enjoyed the show, please let other people know about it by sharing this episode or the podcast webpage. You can also leave a review on whatever platform you are listening on. All reviews and recommendations are deeply appreciated and help to ensure that I can continue to make more episodes and inspire as many people as possible. Take care and stay creative.